Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line. With a death wish, be right, didn't help. No name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Welcome to the show. Sean's back here with me after he did the bullpen grind out at Knicks. AJ filled in for him. We're back, and so is the NFL season. And it's a real shocking system sometimes, the NFL. Like, if you're a Seahawks fan, you're celebrating the unveiling of the banner. You're Super Bowl champions, officially the defending Super Bowl champions. And within minutes, you're wondering if your quarterback's out for a significant amount of time. No broken bones, no fracture in that hip for Sam Darnold, but more testing is needed. And if you're the Patriots and you're a fan of the Patriots, you're watching your young quarterback, all the conversations are about how will your team respond after losing in the Super Bowl. You've gotten two receivers to help your young quarterback who was second in the MVP voting. And you're like, hey, after an offseason, a weird one of their own because of the Vrabel stuff, you have allegedly fixed your problems, and A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs are just going to help Drake May take the next step. And you're going to need it because of the tough schedule. And it started last night with the Seahawks. And then your quarterback in the fourth quarter throws the game away and reminds you of the quarterback he was in the postseason. So it's a long season. There'll be better moments, certainly for the Patriots fans. But that's a real shock to the system. And that's just what the NFL is. You wait 8-9 months for the thing to get going, and then you're reminded that your quarterback is not infallible. He can make mistakes, even as you believe he's got a chance to be a good one. And whether it makes them question the quarterback, or maybe he did enough last year to maintain some of that good standing, that was rough if you're a Drake May truther. If you're like me, who is the epitome of a non-Drake May truther, I wasn't wrong, just thoroughly, on Drake May. This stems from watching him in ACC play. I never believed in him. People may call me a hater. Not a hater. Just a non-believer. I'm an atheist when it comes to Drake May. I don't believe he is what people say he is. And whether last night is something that makes will prove me right, I don't know. But right now I feel pretty good about my thoughts. He was bad. The Patriots were trying to defense and not turn the ball over their way to winning that game. And I get it because Sam Darnold's out. You couldn't possibly think Drew Lock beat you, particularly when you go up 10-0. But they do have Jackson Smith and Jigba. And all he needed to do was make one play while your quarterback, at least Drake May, couldn't make any plays. Like, he was atrocious. Warren Sharp has the numbers as far as what he was when it comes to his passing chart. On throws 15 yards and under, air yards, I mean, he was pretty good. 22 of 27, 159 yards, and the TD, which came from an underthrow on a throw beyond 15 air yards, which speaks to what he was. I don't even think that throw counts because I don't know how they chart a penalty, but maybe that throw doesn't even count because they got a pass interference on the A.J. Brown deep ball. On throws 15-plus yards or more, Drake May was 1 of 6 for 19 yards and 3 interceptions. 3 interceptions on 3 straight drives in the fourth quarter along with 3 sacks. Those are numbers not seen in about 30 years. And A.J. Brown has a high ankle sprain. That Kayshon Booty trade ain't looking so good when Romeo Doubs is dropping passes too.
Yeah. Are you sure he wouldn't have been active.
He may not have been active, but they might have been a little upset that he wasn't active after the game. I think Vrabel was telling the truth that he wouldn't have been active, but then people would have questioned, why is he not active when at the end of the day you're targeting Mac Hollins to try to win the game, which was the final interception. Josh Jobes did the toe tap, the Seattle corner, to seal the deal. So we have a quarterback in town who has to answer some questions about his playoff performance. And can he be better than he was? Certainly not be the turnover machine that he was. Drake May, his first retort to the questions about him, not that guy, pal. At least not yet. He's got 16 more games to go. But as it stands now, his first test failed miserably. Even before, like, the second pick, Drake May was playing worse than Drew Lock. Drew Lock, even before the pick started to build, at least had one big-time throw. Drake May finished the game with no big-time throws. As I stated, I gave you the numbers. At least Drew Lock had the throw to Cooper Kupp. Yeah, Cooper Kupp made the one-handed catch, but that was a ball, that teardrop that fell over the corner's shoulder and right into Cooper Kupp's hands. That was a good throw.
Lock also had the touchdown taken away.
Yeah.
Like,
it could have been worse. And if, you know, while Lock was hyperventilating out there trying to get the plays in, if Mike McDonald would, you know, stop saving timeouts for his defense and call a timeout on second and inches, the game is probably, they probably convert to make it first and goal. They probably score, make it 17-10. And Drake May is trying to throw a touchdown to win the game or tie the game as opposed to win it. I'm thrilled that the Seattle Seahawks did not score their touchdown because if they did, then people would have excused Drake May's pick. Well, he was trying to tie the game because it was only 13-10 and he only needed a field goal. There is no excuse for that throw. No excuse.
Yeah. You needed this one simulation to happen.
Yes. Yes. A touchdown saves him from, he was still got slander because it was a terrible throw. Because they were like, it's 3rd and 5. You had another play. But at least he could have
make something happen.
He could have fallen back on trying to make something happen. We needed a touchdown. It was a perfect setup for my hate watch.
Yeah. Like the interception he threw when it was 10-10. The second one.
To Julian Love.
Yeah. That one was like making something happen.
Yeah. Dobbs had just dropped it.
Yeah.
It's 3rd and 14. I'm trying to keep us on the field. That's ill-advised.
That's the most acceptable of the interceptions.
Yes, they were all
three interceptions.
Terrible. But yes, that one at least you're like, okay, I think he's open down the seam. He wasn't, clearly.
Yeah.
But you threw it late and you lofted one over the middle for Julian Love to come pick off. But that's the one you can go, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
You tried to force one in there.
The one on the left sideline's bad, double coverage. Like, I know it got tipped.
Yes, and there's
that's
a guy.
What happens when there's two guys.
There's a guy open in the flat that he could have tossed the ball to. Could have been probably a first down because he had been patient through the first three quarters. And he mentioned it after the game in his post-game presser that he became impatient. He wanted to make a play.
I wonder if, because I thought, especially before halftime, the Patriots were really too conservative, not going for that fourth and five. It was like mid-range at midfield. And I thought it felt like they had a 10-point lead and they just thought they could just like sit on up 10 against Drew Lock, where it's like, no, it's better though, being up 17.
Sure.
Like that's better. And we can not trust Drake May, and Drake May showed us why in the fourth quarter, why you shouldn't, but that is the second-place MVP from last
season.
That's
your franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
I know it's the Seahawks, and of course they had shown in the Super Bowl that they had his number, but you allegedly had done these things in the offseason to prepare for that. You had all offseason to prepare for Mike McDonald, the genius that he appears to be. That's your time for your quarterback to prove all the off-season work that you put in to get better was real. And instead, you turtled up and you tried to run the ball and play defense to a win after only being up to nothing. And eventually, the other team will make some plays. The first-time play caller will find some rhythm after his starting quarterback goes out and draw some things that Drew Lock likes and give the ball to Jadarian Price enough. Probably should have done it more. I don't know where his number fell as far as yardage, because that might mean something to Pena, because he asked about that. But at some point, that other team's going to find some answers to your defense, and they did. And
yeah,
they had a touchdown taken off the board, as Sean mentioned, because of a procedural penalty, and they knocked them. They didn't really knock themselves out of touchdown range, but it was second and inches, and it made it second and five because of another procedural penalty. So that could have been worse. As it stands, the Seahawks are 1-0. Questions about the health of their quarterback. Patriots 0-1. Questions about the health of their star receiver in A.J. Brown. High ankle sprain. He was seen walking in a boot after the game, but he does have a high ankle sprain, and that could mean 2 weeks. That could mean four. We'll see where A.J. Brown is as far as his status going forward, and it'll fall now on Mac Hollins and and Pop Douglas and whoever they use.
Guys from last year.
The same guys that they had last year. Without Booty.
Dobbs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He looks so depressed. I didn't know if he wanted to play football anymore. But, yes, Romeo Dobbs is there, too. That's
understandably
true.
Depressed.
Yeah, he looked sad. And you know what? NBC was like, that's a sad guy. Let's keep showing that sad guy.
One more time.
That was the version of the college football cameraman focusing on a hot girl or woman in the stands. That was the NBC pro football version of it. We got one here. We got a looker. Let's zoom in on Dobbs. They're so close. I saw like gray in his mustache.
Yeah. Oh, someone's putting his arm around him. Hey, put it back on. Go, back on.
Go. He's being consoled. Go. He's got his helmet off. That big guardian cap is off. We can actually see his face. Either way, hate watch successful. I'm never been on the Drake May train. You're never going to get me there. And yesterday was a prime example of why. Don't trust him. Don't hate him. Just don't trust him. And the Patriots treated him like they didn't trust him for the better part of that game. And then when they did, he confirmed why maybe they shouldn't trust him. So that is game one of the NFL season. Game two is tonight on Netflix. It'll be Rams versus 49ers, and it'll be a battle of body clocks. Who got it right as two contenders in the NFC West go at it? We'll take your calls. Gary, I see you. And someone else wants to get on with us. We'll get to you when we come back. Appreciate you getting in early. We'll get to you, certainly. We'll talk some Astros. Stupid me thought last night's game would be a pitcher's duel. Anything but the two maybe more recognizable names for both rotations. Sanchez, I believe, and Hunter Brown went at it. And it was a night for the bats. The Astros simply could not match the firepower of the Phillies because Hunter Brown was bad. Struck out seven, didn't walk anyone, but only going five innings, giving up four earned runs. And it was a bad day for A.J. Blueball, Brian King. They all struggled. A.J. Blueball goes from a glowing article from Chandler Rome about how he was a key figure for his bullpen. I believe Stephen O'Kurt said he had saved the team because of his work. I think it was his next outing since that article. Not great. The Astros pitching staff had a not great night as they lose 11-7. We'll talk more about that, but we certainly will get to your calls. And as I mentioned Pena earlier in the segment, you know what Pena could have gone if he wanted to put a number down or put something on one Jadarian Price rushing for a certain number of yards? He could have gone to Fliff. That's F-L-I-F-F, Fliff. Download the app and make football more exciting. Football's already great, but football gets even better when you've got some riding on the games, and that's what you can do with the Fliff app. You can make picks on all the biggest games and the biggest stars. You can play for free every day with those free Fliff coins and your bonus daily dollar. Use those free coins on your favorite team all season or while you're watching the biggest games of the week. We've got a game tonight you can look at. Every touchdown, interception, and big play means more on Fliff. New players can receive up to 200 extra bonus Fliff cash. And if you download Fliff and use promo code DELSHOW, that's D-E-L SHOW, Dell with one L, D-E-L show, there are going to be those huge daily boosts on feature picks every day. Football is pretty great, and it gets better when you've got something riding on every drive. Just think, if you had Drake May more than two interceptions, what that last drive would have done for you. Use Fliff to turn on those second half blowouts, not last night, but you know they're coming, into drama, because an interception could change your day on Fliff. You can download Fliff now. That's Fliff, F-L-I-F-F, Fliff, Flip around and find out.
Must be 18 and older. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited and restrictions apply. See terms of use for eligibility at getfliff.com and full promotion rules. Flip Incorporated.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
So we'll get to these calls here. I want to remind you, we do have Cougar tickets to give away. If you want to see them play Southern at TDECU, we'll get some tickets away. We'll let you know when you can call in for that. But let's get to Gary. Apollo, I see you. We'll get to you too. But Gary wants to talk about Drake May. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Dale, you were spot on, but I'm hoping that we do not start this year with all the excuses for the quarterbacks. We basically, when you were talking about him, even your co-host a few minutes ago, it indicated, well, one of them we were making a play. He was trying to make a play. I know it was sarcastic, but it's kind of backhanded, giving him a landing spot when you were actually going in on Drake May. And then so much so, he even got you to shift a little bit and say, yeah, one of the four interceptions were not so bad. They all were horrible. But I like it if we're going to go that route. Nick Canty also talked about, well, he's on the same page as, like, Jameis Winston. We can't just talk about Drake now. So, basically, every quarterback gets an out going forward saying they're trying to make a play. They're just trying to make a play. You were dead on about the Drake May train and what have you, but there's still excuses. I can't wait to hear what Dan Orlovsky says. But for all the quarterbacks, we know that it was horrible. Every one of those interceptions were horrible. Well, one of them was so-so. And that's even – I know you guys work well together, but at the same time, if you pay attention, you guys – sometimes, not you – give us all a landing spot.
Me. I do. Certain quarterbacks. I do, Gary.
Gary, I think some of it has to do with the fact that if you rip a guy for so long, you don't want to seem like you're coming down on him, like, to a point where it seems unfair. So you go, hey, you know what, maybe this.
But Gary,
I get what you're saying.
There are times where you are just forcing a ball in there. Like, there are times where you have to shift the aggressiveness.
But to Gary's point, that was not needed. It was still a 10-10 game.
We're saying in the – and maybe Gary wasn't listening very well, but that we're talking about in the case where he needed a touchdown, we could say he was trying to force it in there and makes it easier for him.
Yeah, if it was 17-10. But to Gary's point, but I will say – I try to catch myself because I realize I'm on the show, because normally if I'm off air, I would not hold off on Drake May. I would say much harsher things. But, you know, you're doing this. You don't want to come down on the guy too much. But he was terrible last night. There is no excuse for what happened last night, particularly when you had a 10-0 lead and the turnover, the first pick, you had a wide open guy in the flat. And I don't know if it was first down, second down. I forgot exactly what it was. But I don't think it was third down. So there's no need to force that ball down the field. The second one, you can punt the football and hope your defense keeps Drew Lock from going down the field, because you put him in a great position. They almost scored a touchdown. They wound up kicking a field goal, which was the difference. And there's nothing you can say about the third one. It's 13-10. It's 3rd and 5. Throw the ball away. You've been in the league 3 years. You know better. Hell, don't even give him that excuse. 3 years. You know that in college.
Yeah.
Your high school coach tells you not to do that. Don't throw a pick. We'll kick a field goal and tie the game and go to overtime. And on that drive, his legs were one of his better assets throughout the game. He made a couple plays with his legs. He did the things that get people excited. And, you know, because of my hate watch, I was a little fearful he was going to go down and lead him to score a touchdown and wipe away all the joy I had for the previous couple drives. But he came through like I needed him to, because Drake, last night, you were my guy.
Yeah.
You were my guy last night, Drake. Won't say that much unless you continue to throw three picks in the fourth quarter of a football game. So, Gary, I think some of it,
I'm sorry I didn't call.
You should apologize softening my stance on Drake May.
Yeah. Although you didn't really soften your stance.
That's true. I'm still on it.
I just provided
a soft landing spot.
Again, if they were down 7, it would have been different, Gary. That's what we're saying.
But this time, there's no reasonable excuse for what Drake May was up to throughout the game, particularly that fourth quarter. And Drake, you are who I thought you were. Both of you, actually. the more famous one, and the guy who played last night. Let's get to Apollo. He wants to talk about a hate watch. What's up, Apollo?
Sports, fellas, double ride. But, yes, very successful hate watch last night. I am, of course, an Eagles fan. I have no malice or anything towards the Patriots or A.J. Brown. Hey, he did his thing when he was here, helped us get to 2 Super Bowls and all that, and he screwed up what was going on. Good luck wherever you go. But I'm so glad that he got to get with such an accurate quarterback who can hit him with so pretty deep balls like all the talking heads were saying, and how he's going to be so much better and more effective with a more accurate quarterback that's going to put him in such better positions to catch the ball, so much better that he underthrows him so bad that he gets hurt coming back for one of his limp noodle balls that he's trying to catch from his new amazing butt buddy quarterback.
Wow.
You know? But anyways, Drake, the schedule.
No malice at all.
I am so glad that America got to kind of see what everyone else who is not a Drake May Glazer knows about him, like you were saying from the ACC days, Dale. And I know it's just the first game and everything, but hey, this is football. We're in midseason form as soon as stuff gets going. So I'm going to shut up and listen. Keep doing the thing, guys.
Appreciate it, Apollo. Now, Apollo started with, hey, no hate here, no malice. Look, there is a portion of the hate watch that comes from the media saying things that you completely disagree with, whether you had ill intent for the player in question. If the media's, and I know I'm a part of it, the media's conversation about a player is in direct contrast to how you feel, the sports hate for that player will grow. And that's where I am with Drake May. I was like, fine, first round quarterback, but all this stuff about generational top five, I didn't see it. What I did see was him throw games away against Virginia back when Virginia was bad. I don't think he ever beat NC State as a college quarterback. Those are the things I saw. And I saw a lot of glance routes, a lot of deep balls. And last year I saw him play against an awful schedule. And we saw as the defenses got better in the playoffs and in week one, the performances. So he will have better days, hard to have worse. And I'm sure he'll put up numbers. But at least for a 2-hour time frame on this show, I win. I win. Thanks for the call, Apollo. Anyone else want to get in? Look, narratives form. And if you don't like the 49ers or the Rams, you will have the opportunity to get your narratives confirmed tonight, or you may be proven wrong. But for these 2 hours and until he plays another game against a good team, I was right about Drake May. I don't care what y'all say.
Oh, man. And you get one of the longest victory laps.
Yeah,
until
Wednesday. He doesn't play again until Sunday, right?
It's, what, another 2 days plus five?
Yeah.
Of shows, at least.
Yeah. And I'm sure people, like Gary said, will give Drake May a soft landing. That's fine. He has put up numbers. Oh, at least he did over the course of last season, but yeah. It's been a run of stink from Drake May, particularly when the Seattle Seahawks are on the other side. Here are some other numbers. The Patriots are the only team in the last 30 years to throw 3 picks, take 3 sacks, plus sacks, commit 3 plus penalties, and score 0 points in any single quarter of any single game. That's what time they were on in that fourth quarter. No other team has ever done that in 30 years, in the last 30 years. And it's probably since they started tracking stats like this.
Yeah.
But that's how bad they were.
3 interceptions.
Three straight drives.
Yeah. That's tough to do. Doesn't happen very often.
You throw the 3 penalties, the 3 sacks. It was a disaster class by Drake May.
Yeah. Terrible.
No soft landings.
Should play tight end.
No new. is he quick enough to play receiver?
He was good. Nah, I don't know. He's good on the naked boots.
Yeah. Option routes from corner. The tight end spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should have ran him once they got closer.
Yeah. Maybe maybe for passing plays, bring Tommy DeVito in. Perhaps. Maybe he would have been better.
Yeah. Joe Milton, if they didn't cut him.
Yeah. Should bring him back. Although the Cowboys, I think, brought him back after cutting him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I get
he's
it.
He's not out there.
Yeah. But
for
perhaps.
A real quarterback.
Perhaps
like
they
Joe
should look
Milton.
Into it. Just stop trying to make Gary happy. I see what you're doing in there. Thanks for the call, Apollo and Gary. Anyone else want to join us? The number is 713-780-3776. So let's say 11 o'clock, and I'll remind you again. 11 o'clock, we'll give away a pair of tickets to the Cougs Southern game out at TDECU. It's First Responders Night. Go out there and enjoy the Cougs. It'll be their second home game of the season. And then they got a big trip. They got a big trip to Lubbock for their Friday night game against the Red Raiders. But first, it's Willie Fritz's team against those Jaguars, I believe, Southern Jaguars, TDECU, 6 o'clock on Saturday. So we'll give away tickets at 11. It'll be caller 4 at 11 o'clock. And I will remind you guys as we move forward. When we come back, we'll get into some the Astros. I kind of touched on it. They got their pitching staff got shelled. They lose. Jose Altuve hit a milestone. We'll talk about that. And then we'll get into some Texans because they got the Bills on Sunday. The guys are available to the media to talk. And Will Anderson is saying the honest part out loud. This is a big game. Not just one of 17. It's a big game. So we'll hear from your defensive end when we come back.
But first, I want to talk to you about Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app, and the best way to make a little money while you're watching football tonight in Australia, even though it's tomorrow in Australia, but it's tonight in America. I think I have that right. I'm not entirely sure, and that's why I don't like Matt Stafford's chances to throw for more than 264 and a half passing yards, being a old man in a plane, and then getting off that long, long, long flight, and then having to throw for 265 passing yards? No way. I'm going less on that one. And Christian McCaffrey, he's healthy to start the season. I think he's healthy to start the season. He's as healthy as he can be to start the season. Give me more than 4.5 receptions for Christian McCaffrey. I think the Niners, especially with, I don't know if you've heard, but the Rams defense has made a addition. One of the additions isn't going to Australia, but one is. And I think they're going to want to get the ball out of Brock Purdy's hands fast. Don't get him hit. Don't let him throw a million interceptions like he's Drake May. Just check it down to Christian McCaffrey. Just do it more than 4.5 times. And we all can watch the game in peace. No matter where in the world the game is happening, no matter what sport it is, basically. You can find it on Prize Picks. And if you know your stuff, you can make a little money. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES and get $150 in lineups when you win your first $5 lineup. That's $150 in lineups when you win your first $5 lineup. All you have to do, promo code MAPES on Prize Picks. Prize Picks, run your game.
ESPN 97.5.
So last night, while Drake May was doing that thing in Seattle, the Astros had a game in Philly where the bats were alive, but could not compare to what the Phillies did to Hunter Brown. So we had a couple games where the strikeouts were up. You felt like he was rounding a corner to being the guy that we have become accustomed to. And then you had last night where the Phillies got him out of there in 5. He wasn't effective, though he did have the 7 strikeouts. And this was after the Astros had a 4-0 lead. So you feel like you're cruising. You go through the first 4 innings, and you're up first 3 innings, and you're up 4-0. And then it just exploded in the third. And then even Cam Smith, who hit a second home run of the series, gives you a lead again, and you don't make it out of 5. You don't get out of the 6th inning as you give up the home run to Turner in the 5th and the big 6th inning that was capped by the Schwarber Grand Slam. So the Astros bats felt like they staked Hunter Brown to what felt like a win, particularly how he started, but was not to be. And then Brian King, terrible. Blue ball, gave up a couple. And then you had Imai showing up for 2 innings. And we talked about this. When is Imai going to be in a ball game?
11-7.
When there's a blowout. When the Astros are getting blown out of a game, and he pitched a couple innings. So we found the formula. Now he's over 72 innings pitched, so he's still less than 8 innings away from that bonus. Yeah. Joe Espada, if you have any hopes of keeping your job, you better make sure he doesn't get the 80 innings pitched. And hopefully the Astros are winning games. But even if But even if they are blowing teams out, which is the other scenario we said, if the Astros are blowing teams out, they might throw Imai. Can't.
Well, you definitely can't throw Brian King.
No. Him and Imai for very different reasons. Well, the same reason. They've both been bad, but I don't know that Brian King is going to cost Jim Crane an extra $2 million.
Do you think, and this is reckless.
Reckless speculation? Speculation.
Yes. Do you think Brian King's in on it? on Imai. Imai's going to break him off a piece if there's enough blowouts for Brian King and Bennett Sousa to get it to a blowout so that Imai can get to.
So now you got me looking at Brian King's contract situation. Hey, listen. Pre-arbitration eligible.
I'll give you 10%.
But if he sees a lockout coming or a strike coming, he's not going to get paid next year.
One last bag.
He may go, hey, Imai.
Yeah, here's $100,000.
Just send it my way. I can make that work. Make that work over the course of maybe 6-7 months. Who knows how long?
I'll do is immediately load the bases without getting an out.
Yeah.
And then, all right. You know, good luck, blue ball. Good luck with that. Oh, it's Kyle Schwarber. Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting. Yes, that's the word I'd use for it. He threw a real grenade blue ball's way.
Yeah, and that's one where I'm like, it's not really on blue. Like, I get it.
Yeah, the home run is a home run.
Yeah, but
you would hope not to do
Brian
that.
Brian King just immediate boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, he was terrible. So I like your reckless speculation that Brian King sees the lockout or strike coming, knows income may be a little tough to come by, and goes, hey, if me and De Los Santos get you to 80, we split $250,000. Good? And Imai's like, seems dishonorable, but okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I like pitching. Sure. Yeah. And I like $2 million extra.
Yeah. Do you want whatever's left? Yeah. Come on. It does, you know, it's eyebrow raising. Brian King just stinking it up. I would say he's played at the long con, I would say, since, I don't know, like July. Mm-hmm. He's really been playing his part. I'm not sure if it's been 100%.
You gotta sell the con.
I'm not sure if it's 100% necessary, but yeah, in a more serious tone, I feel like this is why the Astros can't actually like go on a run.
You can't trust.
Is that you
have to believe in Brian King as one of your high leverage guys. You can't trust him.
No, like there really is. It's only Abreu and Hader and maybe Blue Ball. Like,
perhaps.
Like as a long relief guy.
Sure.
De Los Santos, you're hoping doesn't kill you. But, like, you just can't actually get through a regular season only trusting, like, three guys in your bullpen. So, you know, you got to throw Sousa. You got to throw King out there. And they're just basically a walking bases loaded situation. I think that's why. And the two straight games of it. Now, it wasn't those guys in both games. But it just, like, the margins are so slim with this bullpen that is very good at the top or at the back of the bullpen, but it's just to get there. You just have to hold on tight every other game,
and then of course you throw in the rotation, which you can't count on. Like Lambert, cool. Hayden Wesneski has proven to be a pleasant surprise. Hunter Brown, he falls into the category of you hope because of past performances. That's how you have to enter. You've seen it.
Yeah,
there's proof of concept, so you can reasonably hope, as opposed to just know, that you can get a good performance out of him, but also you can get a night like last night.
Yeah, and even last night, it wasn't like he was getting crushed.
It wasn't
out
terrible,
there.
Yeah, but it's just not what you're looking for in the middle of the chase for the division. The Rangers lost, so you didn't lose any ground there. You still remain two games up, and as Lance kind of pointed out, because of your tiebreaker, you're kind of 2.5 games up. They have to legitimately be three games better than you the rest of the way for them to win the division and for you to perhaps miss the playoffs, as you still have the White Sox not so much in the distance anymore if you're talking about being the 2 seed, but last night certainly didn't help. But the White Sox have lost 2 in a row. So if you have designs on the 2 seed, it's still there for you, as that one seems like it's going to go down to the final weekend of the season, along with the division. They're a game and a half behind the White Sox for the 2 seed. The American League East is filled with all the best teams in baseball. Baseball doesn't reseed, do they?
No. the playoffs basically will be a AL East side and then a NL or AL Central slash West.
Yeah.
Like there's a chance where it's the three best records are all on one side of the bracket with the two wild cards and the
yeah.
And the East winner.
Real reward for winning the American League.
Just get it done with.
Yeah, let them beat each other up.
Yeah. And then whoever comes out on top will play some tomato can in the ALCS. Be a real shame if something went wrong there.
That's how we put it. A real shame if things went awry for one of the teams who comes out of that that tough side of the bracket.
It's a longer series. You know, there's less funny business that can happen. You don't want to play.
You don't want to play the Astros in a 5-game series.
You don't want to play them in a 3-game series.
In a 3-game series, certainly not. Yeah. You want the 7-game series.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not too bad. Yankees, Rays, and Red Sox, not that bad. You know? The cream will eventually rise to the top in a 7-game series. You've seen who the Astros trot out there.
If you can't beat that team in a 7-game series.
Who's the third starter you're worried about in the Astros? Never mind the fourth.
Yeah, as far as how the season started.
Peter Lambert.
Who would have thought that guy would have been the two? Yeah. In some ways, the one. I mean, the honor will go to Hunter Brown. But
yes.
If we're just talking about performance-wise, that would be a Peter Lambert joint. And I don't know, Wesneski's coming up on Hunter Brown, feels like, too.
I mean, I think we're like two more turns through the rotation working out like they did in Philly, where it's like, I don't know.
Hope not, but you never know. We'll get to that. I don't see the name, but we'll get to you when we come back, caller. Anyone else want to join us? It's 713-780-3776. So we didn't get to the Texans. We'll get to them when we come back. We'll also, because I love Kevin Hartland, we'll play some sound for him in the second hour. It is the game-winning call. I call it the game-winning call. You can also call it the game-losing pick for Drake May. You don't get the visual of this, but we'll play it later. But just envision this. Kevin Harlan is doing his Kevin Harlan thing, and he is right next to the Patriots booth. So they can hear him going nuts while there are guys with these dumbfounded looks on their faces and taking off their headsets because Drake May just threw that pick. So that's the visual. We'll get to that sound at some point. Alan, we'll get to you when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
In 5 minutes, you can win a pair of tickets to see the Cougs versus Southern on Saturday at TDCU. It is First Responders Night, so they're going to honor some of the people who do great service in the community. And you can also watch the Cougs, nationally ranked, face off against Southern. And if you don't win the tickets from us, you will have a chance to get a pair from Jeremy and Joe a little bit later today. And it looks like we also have one more pair because we didn't give a second pair away on John and Lance's show this morning. So we'll have two pairs. One pair at 11, then we'll do another giveaway here a little bit later. But you can also get tickets at uhcougars.com/tickets. That's uhcougars.com/tickets. And also you can call them at 713-GO-COUGS to go out and see the Cougs play this Saturday. Come early, be loud, and wear red. All right, let's get to Alan here. He wants to talk some gambling. What's up, Alan?
Well, I just am curious, what is legal in America? You know, I'm an old, you know, bookie type 10% thing, and I hear all these new things, but I'm a traditional table game player. But in England, these guys wear the gambling companies on their chest. So are they open gambling over there and we pick and choose over here? I'm just curious what the laws and the rules are, and you know what I'm saying?
I understand. I'm not a solicitor, which is, I guess, I think that's what they call lawyers in England. So I don't know. I watch a lot of English television, British television.
Yeah,
I think
barrister,
solicitor.
The judge?
I don't know.
They have funny names,
but I don't really have an answer. I do know what you're talking about. I watch a lot of English Premier League, so yes, they have the gambling companies on the jerseys as a primary jersey sponsor. They'll have their sponsorships along the field as well for the boards. I don't know how it works over there. And yes, different states have different rules here in this country.
Yeah, but Little Caesars does pizza, and yes, they do the Pistons. But the Saints are
Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, Caesar's Palace Superdome.
Yeah,
so it's like they're.
I think we're pretty open about
jersey,
it.
Jersey, but it's on the stadium.
I think we're pretty open about it too. But yeah, it's nationally a federal thing that everyone operates in the same way. It is, I guess, different rules for different states. But for the most part, from what I can tell, when the gambling companies are on the jerseys, it may be a bit more open. But I don't wear a little white powdered wig on my head, so
yes,
I don't know exactly what the rules are.
And what you would be doing is being a solicitor.
Okay.
Because they, according to AI Overview, work directly with the public, like Alan, and give legal advice and then write contracts and handle paperwork, legal issues. We didn't do that, just to be clear.
Yes, we're not solicitors or lawyers.
Or lawyers.
No.
Barristers specialize in speaking, arguing in court.
So they do trial stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Barristers wear the white powdered wig stuff?
Traditionally, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like, when do you not have to wear it? If you're in, is it?
I think the solicitors don't have to wear
but
it.
The barristers do. I pulled up all these pictures, and there are a lot of people looking goofy in those stupid wigs or whatever they're supposed to be called.
Why is this still necessary? I get it's tradition.
And they dress the same. They have to wear like a judge wears a robe. They all wear a uniform.
Yeah, we still have some of that where like the judge wears a robe, and it is like. The only people that wear robes like that are judges, and when you graduate high school or college, like that's the only time anyone wears that. So we have a version of it, but we smartly cut out the wigs. We got to lose the wigs.
I don't, whatever, man. But we're neither one of those. Alan, you'd have to call a barrister or a solicitor to get your answer.
Or someone in America.
Or someone over here who knows the laws over there. Who's more in tune to what goes on over there besides two dopes on the radio.
It is, like, completely open over there. Because don't they have, like, betting stations, like, in the stadium?
I can't say that that's completely true, but I don't doubt it, though. Like I said, I don't know.
I feel like I've heard people talk about that before as, like, a culture shock thing.
Caller 4 right now.
Tell us if people...
Get your tickets to the Cougs versus Southern. Caller 4, 713-780-3776 wins those tickets. So watch the Cougs play Southern. Cougs trying to get to 2-0. And, of course, we know about the band that Southern has. They'll put on a great performance, and you can enjoy that as well. Don't head to the concessions at halftime. I mean, you can if you're hungry, but you're going to miss out on a show that Southern will put on as well. So call 4-713-780-3776. And while we had that call, I want to give you an opportunity to have some fun that isn't gambling. It's Fliff. You can download the Fliff app right now and check out all they have to offer. They make football better. Football is great. That was a compelling game, particularly in the fourth quarter. But what if you had something on Romeo Doubs' yards and he dropped that pass, but you were on the under on that? What would that have done for you as if you're on Fliff? It just makes what you're watching more exciting. Download the app today. You can play for free every day with free Fliff coins and your bonus daily dollar. Use those free coins on your favorite team or just the best game of the night all season or while you're watching the biggest games of the week, NFL or college. Every touchdown, interception, and big play means more on Fliff. I just laid it out for you. That Romeo Doubs play could have been big fun for you if you had a little bit on that. New players can receive up to 250 extra bonus Fliff cash as well. So sign up today. And how you do that? Once you download Fliff, use promo code DELSHOW to get started. That's DEL, D-E-L, SHOW, just the one L, and you're all set on Fliff. There are huge daily boosts on feature picks every day. Football is great. You know it. We love it. And it's even better when you got something riding on every drive. Use Fliff to turn those second half blowouts, because we will see them on Saturday and Sunday, into some late game drama. Download Fliff now. That's F-L-I-F-F, Fliff. Fliff around and find out.
Must be 18 and older. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited and restrictions apply. See terms of use for eligibility at getfliff.com and full promotion rules. Fliff Incorporated.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books.
Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.